Welcome to Day 81 of My Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries. Today we are reading the last three chapters in the book of Deuteronomy, and we will also read from Psalm 91. As we enter the 32nd chapter of Deuteronomy, this chapter is actually a song that Moses taught to the people. And it's a song that tells some history. It's a song that has prophetic significance about what will happen in the future. But I want to remind you as we begin it that the people of Israel here in Deuteronomy 32 are on the verge of entering the promised land. So they are ending their wilderness season with a song. But they also, if you will remember from the book of Exodus, they began their journey through the wilderness also with a song. That was the song that we heard in Exodus on the banks of the Red Sea after they saw the Lord do a miracle in both dividing the Red Sea and then closing it up over their enemies, the Egyptian army. And so they started their wilderness journey with a song of praise to God, and now they will end their wilderness journey with a song written by Moses. So that's what you're about to hear. The words of Moses, inspired, of course, by the Holy Spirit here in chapter 32 of Deuteronomy. And then we will complete 33 and 34 as well. And it tells the story of the death of Moses. And we will then move into reading Psalm 91. So beginning now with Deuteronomy chapter 32 from the Amplified Bible, starting at verse 1. Give ear, O heavens, and I, Moses, will speak. And let the earth hear the words of my mouth. My message shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the light rain upon the tender grass, and as the showers upon the herb. For I will proclaim the name and presence of the Lord. Concede and ascribe greatness to our God. He is the rock, his work is perfect. For all his ways are law and justice, a God of faithfulness, without breach or deviation, just and right is he. They, Israel, have spoiled themselves. They are not sons to him, and that is their blemish, a perverse and crooked generation. Do you thus repay the Lord, you foolish and senseless people? Is not he, your father, who acquired you for his own, who made and established you as a nation? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you. When the Most High gave to the nations their inheritance, and when he separated the children of men, he set the bounds of the peoples according to the number of the Israelites. For the Lord's portion is his people. Jacob, Israel, is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land, in the howling void of the wilderness. He kept circling around him. He scanned him penetratingly. He kept him as the pupil of his eye. As an eagle that stirs up her nest, that flutters over her young, he spread abroad his wings and he took them. He bore them on his pinions. So the Lord alone led him. There was no foreign god with him. He made Israel ride on the high places of the earth, and he ate the increase of the field. And he made him suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter and curds of the herd, and milk of the flock, with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and he-goats with the finest of the wheat, and you drank wine of the blood of the grape. But Jeshurun, Israel, grew fat and kicked. You became fat. You grew thick. You were gorged and sleek. Then he forsook God who made him and forsook and despised the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations they provoked him to anger. They sacrificed to demons, not to God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods lately come up, whom your fathers never knew or feared. Of the rock who bore you, you were unmindful. You forgot the God who travailed in your birth. And the Lord saw it, and he spurned and rejected them out of indignation with his sons and his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end will be, for they are a perverse generation, children in whom is no faithfulness. They have moved me to jealousy with what is not God. They have angered me with their idols. So I will move them to jealousy with those who are not a people. I will anger them with a foolish nation. For a fire is kindled by my anger, and it burns to the depths of Sheol, devours the earth with its increase, and sets on fire the foundations of the mountains. And I will heap evils upon them. I will spend my arrows upon them. They will be wasted with hunger and devoured with burning heat and poisonous pestilence. And the teeth of beasts will I send against them, and with the poison of crawling things of the dust. From without the sword shall bereave, and in the chamber shall be terror, destroying both young man and virgin, the sucking child with the man of gray hairs. I said I would scatter them afar, and I would have made the remembrance of them to cease from among men, had I not feared the provocation of the foe, lest their enemies misconstrue it, and lest they should say, our own hand has prevailed. All this was not the work of the Lord. For they are a nation void of counsel, and there is no understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise and would see through this present triumph to their ultimate fate. How could one have chased 1,000 and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had delivered them up? For their rock is not like our rock. Even our enemies themselves judge this. For their vine comes from the vine of Sodom and from the fields of Gomorrah. And their grapes are grapes of poisonous gall. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the furious venom of serpents and the pitiless poison of vipers. Is not this laid up in store with me, sealed up in my treasuries? Vengeance is mine, and recompense in the time when their foot shall slide. For the day of their disaster is at hand, and their doom comes speedily. For the Lord will revoke sentence for his people and relent for his servant's sake when he sees that their power is gone and none remains, whether bond or free. And he will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge? Who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I am he, and there is no God besides me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none who can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and swear, as I live forever, if I wet my lightning sword and my hand takes hold on judgment, I will wreak vengeance on my foes and recompense those who hate me. I will make my arrows drunk with blood, and my sword shall devour flesh, with the blood of the slain and the captives, from the long-haired heads of the foe. Rejoice with his people, O you nations, for he avenges the blood of his servants, and vengeance he inflicts on his foes, and clears guilt from the land of his people. And Moses came and spoke all the words of this song in the ears of the people. He and Hoshea, Joshua, son of Nun. And when Moses had finished speaking all these words to all Israel, he said to them, "Set your minds and hearts on all the words which I command you this day, that you may command them to your children, that they may be watchful to do all the words of this law. For it is not an empty and worthless trifle for you, it is your very life. By it you shall live long in the land which you are going over the Jordan to possess." And the Lord said to Moses that same day, "Get up into this mountain of the Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is in the land of Moab, opposite Jericho, and look at the land of Canaan, which I give to the Israelites for a possession. And die on the mountain which you ascend, and be gathered to your people, as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor, and was gathered to his people. Because you broke faith with me in the midst of the Israelites at the waters of Meribah Kadesh, in the wilderness of Zin, and because you did not set me apart as holy in the midst of the Israelites. For you shall see the land opposite you at a distance, but you shall not go there into the land which I give the Israelites." Chapter 33. This is the blessing with which Moses, the man of God, blessed the Israelites before his death. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai and beamed upon us from Seir. He flashed forth from Mount Paran, from among 10,000s of holy ones, a flaming fire, a law at his right hand. Yes, he loves the tribes, his people. All those consecrated to him are in your hand. They followed in your steps. They accepted your word and received direction from you. When Moses commanded us a law as a possession for the assembly of Jacob, the Lord was king in Jeshurun, Israel. When the heads of the people were gathered, all the tribes of Israel together. Let the tribe of Reuben live and not die out, but let his men be few." And this he, Moses, said of Judah, "Hear, O Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him to his people. With his hands he contended for himself, but may you be a help against his enemies." And of Levi he said, "Your Thummim and your Urim, by which the priest sought God's will for the nation, are for your pious one, Aaron, on behalf of the tribe, whom you tried and proved at Massah, with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah. Aaron, who said of his father and mother, 'I do not regard them,' nor did he acknowledge his brothers or openly recognize his own children. For the priests observed your word and kept your covenant as to their limitations. The priests shall teach Jacob your ordinances and Israel your law. They shall put incense before you and whole burnt offerings upon your altar. Bless, O Lord, Levi's substance and accept the work of his hands. Crush the loins of his adversaries and of those who hate him, that they arise no more." Of Benjamin he said, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. He covers him all the day long and makes his dwelling between his shoulders." And of Joseph he said, "Blessed by the Lord be his land, with the precious gifts of heaven, from the dew and from the deep that couches beneath, with the precious things of the fruit of the sun and with the precious yield of the months, with the chief products of the ancient mountains and with the precious things of the everlasting hills, with the precious things of the earth and its fullness, and the favor and goodwill of him who dwelt in the bush. Let these blessings come upon the head of Joseph, upon the crown of the head of him who was separate and prince among his brothers. Like a firstling young bull his majesty is, and his horns like the horns of the wild ox. With them he shall push the peoples, all of them to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000s of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in your interests abroad, and you, Issachar, in your tents at home. They shall call the people unto Mount Carmel. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck the abundance of the seas and the treasures hid in the sand. And of Gad he said, blessed is he who enlarges Gad. Gad lurks like a lioness and tears the arm, yes, the crown of the head. He selected the best land for himself, for there was the leader's portion reserved. Yet he came with the chiefs of the nation, and the righteous will of the Lord he performed, and his ordinances with Israel. Of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp that leaps forth from Bashan. Of Naphtali he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, possess the sea of Galilee in its warm sunny climate like the south. Of Asher he said, blessed above sons is Asher. Let him be acceptable to his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your castles and strongholds shall have bars of iron and bronze, and as your day, so shall your strength, your rest, and security be. There is none like God, O Jeshurun, Israel, who rides through the heavens to your help, and in his majestic glory through the skies. The eternal God is your refuge and dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He drove the enemy before you and thrust them out, saying, destroy. And Israel dwells in safety, the fountain of Jacob alone, in a land of grain and new wine. Yes, his heavens drop dew. Happy are you, O Israel, and blessing is yours. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, the sword that exalts you? Your enemies shall come fawning and cringing and submit feigned obedience to you, and you shall march on their high places. Chapter 34. And Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, that is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, from Gilead to Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah to the western Mediterranean Sea, and the south, the Negev, and the plain that is the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, this is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley of the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor, but no man knows where his tomb is to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. And the Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. So the Israelites listened to him and did as the Lord commanded Moses. And there arose not a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, none equal to him in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and in all the mighty power and all the great and terrible deeds which Moses wrought in the sight of all Israel. This is the end of the reading of the book of Deuteronomy. Today we will also read from Psalm 91, also reading from the Amplified Bible. Psalm 91, starting at verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust. For then He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Then He will cover you with His pinions, and under His wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and His faithfulness are a shield and a buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror of the night, nor of the arrow, the evil plots and slanders of the wicked that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only a spectator shall you be, yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High, as you witness the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent. For He will give His angels a special charge over you to accompany and defend and preserve you in all of your ways of obedience and service. They shall bear you up on their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the serpent shall you trample underfoot. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he knows and understands my name, has a personal knowledge of my mercy, love, and kindness, trusts and relies on me, knowing I will never forsake him, no, never. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. This is the end of today's scripture reading. Before we move on to today's devotional, I wanted to let you know about some other free resources available to you from Hidden with Christ Ministries. We have a weekly teaching called Word for Wednesday, available on video through YouTube, or as an audio podcast available on all the major podcasting platforms. Just type in Word for Wednesday, Rita Langland, on YouTube or on your favorite podcast channel, or you can visit our website at hiddenwithchrist.org to find a library of hundreds of Bible teachings by yours truly, Rita Langland. And now let's continue with today's devotional. In today's scripture reading, we find the amazing end of Moses' story. The story of Moses going up on Mount Nebo and dying at the command of the Lord. And it says about Moses that he was 120 years old when he died, but his eye was not dim and his natural force or his strength of his physical body had not abated. He walked literally in divine health. Can you imagine? He marched through the wilderness with the people of Israel for 40 years, and he, at 120, he was still as strong and full of vigor as ever. How on earth can that be? Well, I think that we have a beautiful example in Moses' life of being a man who walked so closely with God that it is said about him that he knew the Lord face to face. It says in Deuteronomy, here at the end of Moses' story and verse 10 of Deuteronomy 34, there arose not a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. None equal to him in all the signs and wonders which the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt. So this was an amazing statement about Moses, that since the time of Moses until the time of Jesus Christ appearing on the earth, there was not a prophet that arose in Israel of his stature. Even the magnificent warrior Joshua, whom we are about to hear about in the next few days in his amazing book, which we will begin tomorrow in Joshua chapters 1 through 4, even Joshua, who is a superb example of a man who walked with God and did great exploits for the Lord, he was not equal to this man, Moses, who was a prophet, a leader, a wise counselor and lawgiver. No one equaled him, according to the word of God, until the time of Christ appearing on the earth. So that is an amazing statement about Moses. And we know of his stature in the eyes of God because when Jesus was on the Mount of Transfiguration, there were two men that appeared with him, and it was Moses and Elijah. Elijah, who never even died, but just went up in the chariot and the whirlwind unto the Lord without ever dying. And this Moses, who was commanded to go up to Mount Nebo and die. So an amazing testimony of Moses' life. But how did he live such a life of signs and wonders and walking in divine health and walking in the wisdom of God? I think the secret is that he trusted the Lord, that he relied on God's word. He believed every word that came out of the mouth of God, and that he had such an intimate relationship with the Lord that he knew him face to face. And this is the type of relationship and the type of walk with God that the Lord desires for every one of his children. I believe that with all of my heart. And I believe also that we can be a people who rely so intensely upon God's word that we also can receive the amazing gift of walking in divine health and walking under God's divine protection, regardless of what's happening. Think of Moses in the land of Egypt going before Pharaoh, who could have had him killed at any moment for just his, in the mind of the Pharaoh, no doubt, arrogance to approach the Pharaoh at all. And yet he was always protected from Pharaoh and all that he could have potentially done to him. But God protected him in every single situation. And that is something available to you and to me today. I love the fact that we ended the book of Deuteronomy and today also read from Psalm 91, because I believe the secret of walking under the protection of God has to do with every believer believing the word of the Lord and the promises of God that are given to us in the Bible. Psalm 91 is a psalm of God's divine protection, of God's divine favor, things that Moses knew very intimately. He knew God's protection. He knew God's favor. He knew God's supernatural provision. All of those things are promised to the person who will dwell in the secret place of the Most High, who will remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty. The person who will live there can be the recipient of all the promises that we just read about in Psalm 91. When my husband and I were very young, over 30 years ago, and we were in an excellent church with an excellent pastor, I never forgot the pastor telling the congregation and encouraging or exhorting the congregation to memorize Psalm 91 and also Psalm 27. He talked about these two psalms as being this treasure trove of promises for the protection of God. Well, we took that to heart, and we absolutely made it our purpose to memorize these two psalms. And then when our son was born, and as he grew up as a young boy, we memorized Psalm 91 as a family. We recited it night after night together until we all had Psalm 91, all of its verses memorized. Well, this was powerful for us as a family because it began to transform the way we thought about everything. That God was able to deliver us from every snare that the enemy might try to send. We could receive this promise that there shall no evil befall us, nor any plague or calamity come near our dwelling place, and that God gave his angels charge over us to accompany us, to defend us, and to preserve us in all our ways. All those things are promises in the verses of Psalm 91. Well, when our son became a young teenager, he went on an overseas missions trip. And he was in a foreign country, quite far away from his parents. And he ended up, and his whole mission team actually, ended up in a very dangerous situation. And he told the story when he returned home to tell us that at that time, when that incident was happening, that fear tried to grip him. And thoughts of never seeing his parents again and dying out in this faraway place tried to grip him, and how he forced himself to place his thoughts upon Psalm 91's promises and began to recite in his own heart, I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress. He will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. And he began to speak those words, there shall no evil befall you. He began to say those in his heart, that the angel of the Lord would take charge over him. And he told us how that fear, spirit of fear that was trying to grip him and literally immobilize him. And if you've ever experienced fear trying to grip you, one of the elements that you'll remember is that it's like you're immobilized. You can't speak, you can't move, you can't think. And he said this was literally happening to him until he forced himself to begin to think on the promises of Psalm 91, and how as he did that, that spirit of fear just evaporated, completely left him. And within a matter of minutes, the whole situation that he was in began to shift. Things changed and the danger abated completely. And I tell you that story to say that the power of Psalm 91, the power of being a person like Moses, who relies on the Lord, who sees God as his refuge, who leans upon him, who confidently trusts in the Lord, and who takes God's word to heart for your everyday life, will be life transforming. The word of God is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, the scripture tells us. That is the truth. It is protection for you. It is a blessing for your life. It's protection for your family. I want to encourage you today, take Psalm 91 and begin verse by verse to memorize it. It's 16 verses long, and it is absolutely possible for you and your family, even young children, to begin to memorize that psalm. It will be a blessing that you will never regret having spent the time doing it. Just begin reciting it together, saying it, having your children repeat it, and then give them a prize as they memorize each and every verse, and you will see something happen. Let them become people who have that same confidence that Moses had about the truth of what God says, about God being the refuge and fortress for their lives. They will be blessed. You will be blessed. I know it has been life transforming for me, for my family, and we have absolutely relied on the promises of this psalm to keep us wherever we are. I travel internationally extensively, and this is what I like to focus my attention on when I'm in a plane taking off, when turbulence tries to start rocking the plane I'm in. I speak the word of God. I think on those words. I repeat those words of Psalm 91. And God has kept me all these years. And I want to encourage you to do the same. You will find this to be one of the biggest blessings in your life if you will take Psalm 91 to heart and apply it to your family. We live in an age when there's fear on every side, and it's so difficult sometimes for people to shake off fear. And yet if you knew and you believed in your heart and you had that confidence in your heart that the Lord Himself would give His angels charge over you to accompany you, to defend you and preserve you in all your ways, which is what it says here in the Amplified version of Psalm 91, verse 11, it would give you a peace that passes your understanding. And I encourage you to do that today. Begin to memorize Psalm 91. It will bless your life. God bless you and give you a victorious week. If you have enjoyed My Everyday Bible, please share it with others. It's our heart to get the Word of God out around the world. If you'd like to help us continue this work, you can make a donation through this app or on our website at myeverydaybible.com. You can also mail a check to Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 745, Forest, Virginia, 24551. And don't forget to check out our free library of Bible teachings at hiddenwithchrist.org. We believe you will be blessed because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God.